So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
B96 is the rhythm of Chicago. It's Moe and Carla morning. So, you know when you go to the airport, they have the loudspeaker comes on and it's like, don't let anybody give you a bag. If you see any suspicious bags just laying around, report that ish.
Yeah. It's like it's one of the most heard things at the airport. Trust nobody.
Yeah, trust no one.
You can't even trust the people offering you rides.
Yeah, you never know. Like, and for whatever reason, the airport is like the highest security place because there's a lot of danger that can happen because planes and there's...
No, it's like a dangerous place. You don't want to be anywhere near an airport because you're like, there's so much that can happen.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people involved. Anyway, this woman has gone viral on TikTok because she wanted to go to the bathroom. She's at the airport waiting and she asked somebody, can you watch my bags? Well, here.
Anyways, I'm in the airport and I just asked someone, like, hey, could you watch my stuff? I'm going to run to the bathroom really quick. I fully expected her to say yes, and she goes, no, you should honestly take it with you.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, the bathroom is a no joke. I can see from here a few steps away from where we're sitting. I've never been so caught off guard. I fully thought she was going to be like, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead and go. Like, our plane's about to board. She fully said no, which is fine. You don't have to watch it, but I'm not going to take all my belongings a few steps away when you're already sitting here and you could just watch it.
By the way, that is part of the plight of going to the airport, is taking all your belongings. And I think if you're a woman, you're bringing all that stuff into the stall with you.
Yeah.
If you're a guy, you're standing up next to your suitcase in a weird way where you're hoping that somebody doesn't, like, grab the bag and run with it anyway.
Because now you have to run after it and your ween's out.
Yeah, yeah. You don't get to just, like, have somebody watch it.
No.
This is part of the struggle that you have to go through if you're going to go on an airplane.
It's a rite of passage. Yeah. Unless you're traveling with friends, this sounds like, to me, a girl that has never been told no in her life.
Yeah,
because 100%. Like, listen, and I understand doing nice things for strangers because I am the queen of doing nice things for strangers when I really shouldn't. But it's just like, you can't just expect people to do things for you and be surprised when they say no. When you're asking someone for a favor, you have to be prepared for both outcomes. Yes, I will. No, I cannot.
Right. Well, and I'm honestly glad that that woman said no, because I think I would maybe be caught off guard if somebody asked me in the airport to watch their stuff.
What's in your bag?
Yeah, why? I mean, and I get it. She's probably just going to the bathroom and probably doesn't have a bomb in her suitcase.
But we don't know that.
But what happens if she does?
What, and then we're gonna trust her because she's a cute little girl? No.
Yeah, and then here I am, guy with a bomb. No.
No. And you know what though? I have to learn this lesson the hard way because I have been the person that not only watches your stuff, but I took a bag into an airplane for another person.
What are you doing?
I was dumb.
Yeah.
And 17.
Okay, so you're 17 years old and somebody said, here's my bag.
So we're flying back from Mexico. And
this was an international flight?
Yes. And, okay, so here's one thing that my parents, like, they told my grandma when she would fly in, they'd be like, when you're flying, because my grandma doesn't speak English, they'd be like, just find someone who speaks Spanish and stick to them because you can ask them questions.
Okay.
So there was a man who did just that.
Yeah.
He found me and he said, she's my girl.
Yeah, that's
and
the one.
So he was like, oh, you speak Spanish? I was like, see. And as we're about to get on the plane, they tell you that you have to consolidate your items. You can only bring one, like, personal item.
Right.
Unless you paid for a carry-on.
Yeah.
And he has two bags with him. And I don't have anything with me because I'm 17 and I'm living life carefree.
Isn't it the best when you don't carry anything onto a plane?
Oh, I love it. It makes me feel just
raw dogging life.
Exactly. I just got my phone and my passport.
Yeah.
And so he sees me and he goes, can you do me a favor? Can you bring one of my bags as your carry-on?
That's that.
Well, I didn't even think anything bad about it because in my head, I'm like, we're friends now. I've known him for 4 minutes. And I'm like, we're homies. And so I'm like, I grab his bag and I bring it on the plane with me. They're like, is your carry-on? I go, yes. I'm thinking that we're scheming together.
What if there's like a bomb? A pound of cocaine. Like, anything could have been in that thing. If they had stopped it, then they would have been like, man, this unsuspecting 17-year-old girl, Carla, has brought the goods.
And that's why. And I'm like, it's his. And he's like, no, yo no sé de lo que está hablando. I'm just like, no, it's his. Anyway, luckily, I was safe.
Mm-hmm.
Afterward, though, I realized that that may have been a silly, goofy mistake. Yeah, and I will never hold anybody else's bag or, like, watch anybody else's things because I'm just like, I can't be made responsible anymore.
No, valuable life lesson in that. and at least that happened when you were, like, 17 and this wasn't, like, you yesterday on the way back. Then I would be very disappointed.
So yesterday, I'm kidding.
Carla. let's see, coming up, man, we got two chances for you to win $1,000 this morning. You can actually take that money, go get on a plane and go not anywhere, but some places.
Go hold someone else's bag or something, I don't know.
7:50 and 8:40 on B96.